Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, here's an update on the elections from Saturday. They're still doing counts. It's amazing how long it takes to do the count. But anyway, here's the update from today's Ken's Post under the heading Battle On for Deputy Role. It reads, Zyga Olds declare availability while Moller ponders potential return. It says here votes are still being tallied in the local government election, but lobbying to determine who will be Cairns' next deputy mayor has already started, with contenders keenly working the phones in search of support over their rivals. Popular Division 3 councillor Cathy Zyga declared she will nominate for the role, while current Unity deputy Brett Moller has yet to rule out running again. Now, Northern Beaches councillor Brett Olds has also entered the contest, despite calling for incoming top boss Amy Eden to quit the mayoral race last month. But the outspoken Division 9 representative said his willingness to call Ms. Eden out after plagiarism allegations emerged showed he could hold others to account. I'll cut to the chase here. Mending relationships within council could be critical following Ms. Eden's messy defection from Cairns Unity team after the 2020 local government elections, according to Mr. Olds. And Mr. Moller said he would wait until all divisions had been declared before determining whether he was still the right person for the job. So there's all these developments, all these matters are still to be sorted. So there's no clear picture as to the likely outcome yet. I've just put a call through to Cathy Zyga, Councillor Cathy Zyga, about these developments. Cathy, good morning.
Good morning,
and
John.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
They say you're very popular, and I get that feedback all the time because you listen and act. Talk to me about this particular campaign, Cathy. Was it similar to previous campaigns?
Actually, no. It just seemed to go on and on and on, and it was just, yeah, very intense. I think because the last one was COVID, and that kind of affected things, and, you know, you weren't allowed at pre-poll after the first week. You couldn't go anywhere, and it was a very odd feeling. Whereas this time, you know, we were all everybody was out there, and, you know, it was every day out at pre-poll, standing in the sun, meeting people. But, you know, I really enjoy the engagement with everybody. Get to have a good chat to everybody. But it's just very fortunate to kind of love my job, have a great community, and be able to engage, which is great.
Were all the contenders well behaved?
No.
Without no names, no pack drill, what sort of behaviour?
Oh, my gosh, what happens in polling? Pre-polling stays at pre-polling, John. Oh, my goodness. Some of the, you know, there's times where I just shake my head at humanity and go, what is this? You know, it brings out the worst in some people. And I just don't get it. You know, I kind of liken it sometimes to, like, you know, people that can, you know, some of the candidates or their volunteers were like, you know, seagulls to a chip, you know. You know, and I'm like going, go, 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 you know, it's coming in. You've got to laugh because it's just, it's so crazy. But, and I'm sure, you know, unfortunately ECQ didn't do a particularly good job of choosing the pre-polling sites, or, you know, let alone, you know, Saturday, which was an absolute schmozzle. You know, people waiting for hours, not enough staff. It was, yeah, very, very challenging, John.
Back to the behaviour, Matt. Surely there weren't confrontations, were there?
Oh, I gather there were. There were. Where I was, it was fairly minimal. But it was, yeah, you know, every now and then you just had to tell someone to chill out, don't get too upset about, you know, your sign or this, that, the other. It's, yeah, sometimes it just brings out petty behaviour. And you just call it out and move on.
But no pushing and shoving, no fisticuffs or threats.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I remember one very infamous one with John Schilling, and one of the candidates for the Beaches got a bit fisticuffy a couple of elections ago. That was entertaining. But no, everyone was pretty good, pretty good.
Just John. Raised voices.
Yeah, a few of that, yep.
Now, Cathy Zyga, where do we go from here regarding the deputy mayoralty? What do you see as the outcome?
Right. Well, look, you know, the good thing is, you know, Brett Olds and I are very good friends, and we both have the same outcome in mind, which is unifying, you know, working with the mayor and with all of the councillors to make sure that we've all got a common goal, which is why we're there, to serve the community, what is best for the community. So, you know, Olsie and I have got very different leadership styles. We have exactly the same ideas. We've had a good chat about it. So, yeah, we're on track with both, you know, with all of our ideas and what we want. But it's just, yeah, two different people leading in two different styles. As you know, Olsie's very colourful. And
he's certainly got his shyness on the run.
Oh, I tell you what. And, you know, I have, my leadership is strong but more relational, John. You know, I like to kind of make sure everyone is collaborating and, you know, if I need to kind of deal with something, I'll do it probably aside and not perhaps in a more colourful fashion. But, you know, that's what separates us and makes us different.
Well, if you've got a group of councillors with similar beliefs and yes, passions, and there's two, you've said straight away, you're obviously a very small voting block. Could that expand, like, for example, you and Olds and two or three others and become quite a potent force within the council?
Well, yes, but we want to make sure that we don't end up with factions. We want to make sure that we're all working collaboratively, and a good deputy mayor will encourage that. And obviously you can't control people. You've got, you know, people with independent thinking. But if we were all working for the common goal, you know, whichever of us get in, and someone else might stick their hand up in the meantime, because we're still waiting for ECQ to finish the vote counting.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I'm just astounded by that. And this selection of some of these sites, that Mulgrave Road situation was catastrophic from what I hear.
It was catastrophic. I actually had a man fall down, a very large man, on one of my volunteers and another volunteer. He fell down the stairs coming out because there was no warning. There were stairs there. You open the door and it just bang, it was there. Mm. He fell down and like really hurt one of the volunteers. And, you know, just I could go story after story. But whoever, you know, chose that, whoever didn't get enough ballot papers, there needs to be an inquiry into that, because exactly, I believe a lot of the high amount of informal votes would have been because people were just really cranky.
Exactly.
And understandably so. Imagine waiting, like at White Rock, the last person was served at 7:30 at night. Mm. There were women with babies and little kids, and they just didn't want to get fined. It broke my heart.
Wow.
Just terrible.
7:30, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Kath, it's always good to catch up. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Kathy Zeiger, Councillor Kathy Zeiger.